The first night after Strat moved out, Hopper Hills felt like an omelet with no eggs. Churro hummed show tunes to herself as she tried to keep busy in the kitchen, but her mind was elsewhere. Similarly, Edmund sat in his chair with an open book in his arms, but he could not focus even on the first sentence. He felt like he let his son down for years by not noticing the signs that Strat's commitment to music faltered. Edmund knew of ways to compensate for the enhanced strength and how to tame his silly. Too much time had passed before Strat lost valuable muscle memory. Upstairs, Cello sat on her bed with the rain tapping against her window, hugging a copy of the cameograph of Strat cradling her as a newborn, the very beginning of their once beautiful friendship. All she could think of was Strat's apathy, the volcanic outburst, and the distancing. It all led to the true source of his pain he had spent the last 5 years burying. Strat's love for music never left him, but because of his maturing body, it turned its back on him, forever locking him outside in the cold, and all he could do was look in. Cello did not just solve the puzzle. She found the hidden message that Strat did not realize he left in it. It was himself that he hated, and it was Cello that he cared about, so much so that he drove her away to protect her by using his anger. He had succeeded and failed at once, shielding her with the very anger that shattered her. Cello stared out into the rain, and her eyes followed its lead, letting a quiet drizzle slip down her trembling cheeks. Miles to the north, Celia's apartment was quieter than usual, but Strat began to appreciate it. Celia and her girlfriend, Sylvia Silkworm, who lived in the apartment next door, catered to Strat's needs, or at least they tried. Strat had fended for himself for too long, and he forgot what it meant to be free to rely on others. For the last few hours since he arrived, Strat sat on the couch with his chrome briefcase at his feet, staring at his own copy of the same photograph Cello held. Celia watched him from the kitchenette. Her heart felt heavy. She was happy to have him there, but not at the expense of his own inner turmoil. "Stratty, you can stay here as long as you need. You are always welcome here." "Thanks, Cece," uttered Strat passively. Celia kept it to herself, but she felt that Strat was very lucky to have a sister to be mad at. There was little she would not have traded to have a little brother or sister of her own when she was a child. Sylvia inched closer to their tall gentleman caller and bounced onto his lap. "She still loves you, Strat. I'm a little sister myself. Cylindra and I had our fair share of fights, but I cannot imagine a world without her, nor would I ever want to." Only part of her sentiment was geared toward her sister, and Strat was moved to tears as she nuzzled him.